Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. It's a joy to share them with you. Today's message is titled Buffeted, with two portions of scripture text, 1 Corinthians 6:12 and 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, and 1 Corinthians 4, verse 11.
Fight the good fight of the faith. We are brutally treated.
For many years, Rocky has been among my favorite movies. I suppose I like his honest, non-pretentious approach. Several years ago, we visited Philadelphia, and Esther and I ran up the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art and posed as Rocky.
The latest and supposedly final movie in the series is called Balboa. Spurred on by a computer-simulated fight that pits Rocky in his prime against the current heavyweight champ, he comes out of retirement to actually train and fight the current champ. And of course, the movie essentially ends with the fight itself.
There's a line that has a great application for our spiritual fight, which the Apostle Paul calls the good fight. Rocky tells his son, quote, "It's not how hard you hit, but it's how hard you are hit but keep on going that matters." That's a good principle for boxing and for life in general.
In the first daily text, Paul uses the fight as an illustration in encouraging Timothy. He calls it the good fight. In choosing to live for Jesus Christ, we move from our presumed neutrality in the cosmic battle between God and Satan, good and evil. I use the term presumed neutrality since in actuality there is no neutrality in this battle. Jesus says in Luke 11:23, "He who is not with me is against me."
In the second, less familiar text, Paul is recounting his own experience as a battle-hardened spiritual veteran. In the New NIV, it states, "We are brutally treated." In the King James Version, a single word, buffeted, is used to describe an aspect of this battle we all face to one degree or another. Other versions use the phrase roughly treated, roughly knocked about, or often beaten. The Greek word has the sense of, quote, beating with the fist in an insulting manner, like slaves or a condemned man.
Some of you hearing our podcast today are presently being buffeted. It's as if you are just being pummeled. For most of us, it's not in a literal sense, nor is it due to our stand for Christ. But for some, it is one of the most gratifying aspects in this ministry is encouraging the truly persecuted who receive this material and respond.
It may be, for many of you, a physical affliction, a nasty job situation, or a burdensome family matter. I recall a few times in my 25 years of full-time pastoral service enduring some pretty painful sheep bites. Or in some cases, maybe they were actually bites from wolves in sheep's clothing.
Well, Rocky's advice is good. We could even say that it's scripturally based. You may very well be hit hard, but keep going, friend. Keep pressing on. Keep fighting the good fight. In Paul's final recorded words in the scripture, 2 Timothy 4, he writes, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith."
He then states a glorious promise that awaits the faithful. Receive this assurance today as you diligently press on for the Lord in the midst of buffeting. "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing."
Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the reassuring promise that if we dwell in the shelter of the Most High, we will also rest in the shadow of the Almighty. who is our refuge, our fortress, and our strength. Our ongoing conflict is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. As we clothe ourselves in your protective spiritual armor, we combat the oppressive evil forces that fight against us, and we stand victorious as you defeat the enemy of our soul. Merciful Father, make us glad for as many days as we have seen affliction. May the beauty of your holiness be evident in our conduct as we endure testings and overcome hardships. Amen.
Amen. And Brooksine has a couple of scriptures that she drew that prayer from, Psalm 90 and Ephesians 6. It is our joy to share with you this morning. You may not be reading it in the morning. We prepare these messages afresh each weekday morning. And this one's really on our heart today. And we prayed before we began the podcast that the Lord would use it to touch those that especially feel beaten down today. We do have a couple of additional features on the website today. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. I have a photo of Esther, our daughter, and I on the steps at the Philadelphia Museum of Art with the Rocky Balboa pose. Any of you have seen it in the movie know what I'm talking about. Also have a photo of some longtime friends, Bob and Linda, who I guess I would say I especially dedicate today's message to. Bob has for many years faced a very difficult affliction called tinnitus, which is a ringing in the ears leading to headaches. It's not a visible affliction, but it certainly affected his life, and yet he's goes on, and he continues to serve the Lord even in retirement as in nursing home ministry. A couple songs we have selected today for those of you that like the musical dimension of our ministry. It's not us, but there are links to songs on other websites. One is a song from a favorite group of Brooksine's called Sela. The song's titled Press On, and I suppose it's the main one I hope you listen to today. It'll bless you. And also, as we considered, I thought of an old song we both enjoy from the 80s, originally by the Imperials. The version I have a link to is not the Imperials, but a song called Praise the Lord, which has a line in it called When You're Up Against a Battle. And that made me think of that song, I'm sure. But we're glad to serve God today, and we're glad to serve you, and we hope today's message has been a blessing. Stay faithful.